U.S. economy contracts. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The government reporting Thursday the gross domestic product was down 1.4% in the first quarter, its first drop since the beginning of the pandemic.
Stoking concerns that the U.S. is on the verge of a recession.
I'm not concerned about a recession. And I mean, you're always concerned about a recession, but the GDP, you know, fell to 1.4%, and no one is predicting a recession now. They're predicting, or some are predicting, there may be a recession in 2023.
Biden blames technical factors, Putin, COVID, global inflation for the quarterly contraction. But increasingly, Americans are blaming him for the economic woes, with 76% of the latest Gallup survey saying the economy is getting worse.
Fox's Kevin Cork, but the Labor Department says jobless claims have now fallen to their lowest level since 1970. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres touring Kiev on Thursday didn't like what he saw.
The senseless loss of life, the massive destruction, the unacceptable violations of human rights, and the laws of war.
In talks with Ukraine's President Zelensky, he admitted the UN didn't do enough to stop Russia from invading. Despite Guterres' visit, Russia launched airstrikes in Kiev on Thursday, striking a residential apartment building. The House taking a page out of the history books to help Ukraine, passing a Lend-Lease Act to let Ukraine take delivery of weapons now and pay for them later. Tennessee Democrat Congressman Steve Cohen.
America does not have to give up its blood from our soldiers in this war. We only have to give our treasure. What a bargain that is for America. We supply and help the Ukrainians fight the Russians. Who see this, Putin sees this as a war against America and the West.
Congress passed a similar law in 1941 to aid the British in World War II. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on the congressional hot seat for a second day Thursday.
The House Judiciary Committee hearing at times turning into heated attacks. Multiple Republicans say they wanted Mayorkas removed from office. Some Democrats have expressed concern over lifting Title 42, a COVID-era policy limiting immigration. It's set to expire on May 23rd with a surge of migration expected once it lifts. For now, a Louisiana judge has granted Republicans a temporary restraining order to stop Title 42 from lifting. Other Democrats say the policy is racist.
The latest Quinnipiac poll found Americans are worried about immigration heading into this year's midterm elections, second only to inflation. In Washington, Lauren Blanchard, Fox News.
Worried about high gasoline prices, Democrat congressional leaders have announced an effort to give the Federal Trade Commission increased authority to crack down on companies that engage in price gouging. The Food and Drug Administration has released its plan to ban menthol cigarettes, saying it'll save hundreds of thousands of lives by helping adult smokers quit. Menthol is the only flavor that was not banned under the 2009 law that gave the FDA authority over tobacco products. Lawmakers in Kansas moving to end the state's sales tax on groceries, which at 6.5% is the second highest in the country. The first round of the NFL draft is done.
A Georgia Bulldog goes first overall.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Trayvon Walker, linebacker, Georgia.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell delivering the announcement on ABC. The first Bulldog to go number one since Matthew Stafford in 2009. The Detroit Lions would take Michigan defensive end Aiden Hutchinson with the second overall. Other notables from Thursday's first round, the Philadelphia Eagles trading the 18th pick to the Tennessee Titans for wideout A.J. Brown, and the Pittsburgh Steelers taking Pitt QB Kenny Pickett with the 20th overall. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.